lie down. Lay dead.
Welcome back.
Yeah, you're supposed to go, oh, what's wrong? Because that's what you do when a friend is making harumph noises.
I know what's wrong.
Well, is it the bastardization of a classic series? What's wrong, Chris?
Chris Carter's raping my childhood.
Well, The X-Files is your childhood, and I like to reserve the term rape for when...
Whatever Chris Carter does.
A human being has violated the consent of another human being. But it is worth noting...
By that definition.
We are talking about a man who decided to retroactively have a female character, a precious, prized feminist character from pop culture, and
who's credited with women entering the STEM field in higher numbers than ever.
But let's not focus on that. As much as that is a crime, that is of the past. Much like we must look at Donald Trump now as our president,
yes.
And we cannot hold whatever he did before the presidency against him. I listen to a lot of Christian radio, and we have to judge him as he is now, not as his previous activities.
Even though he has literally said that he will not and has not sought forgiveness for his sins, which is the main tenet of being a Christian.
But it doesn't matter. See, you're not understanding. So this is B-Movie Deathmatch, and we're doing a review.
This is going to be a good episode.
The X-Files... the final episode of The X-Files Forever, which this has happened 5-6 times before. This is not the first time The X-Files has gone, all right, well, I guess I'm leaving the party now.
I'm going to be positive. This is going to be a good episode. It's going to go off on a good note.
A few episodes back, me and Chris did the season premiere of the final season of The X-Files, and it was an atrocious piece of shit. Its sound mixing was bad. It was poorly filmed. The actors were wooden. The plot made no sense, and it was a lifeless experiment in professional bullshittery. As honestly one of the most offensive things I've ever seen. Vile fucking garbage. The likes of, like, Nazi documentaries.
We're coming for you, Chris Carter.
No, and I take that back. At least Nazi documentaries are probably made with passion. The new X-Files episodes...
There, I've seen them.
We watched one for the B-Movie Deathmatch. We watched a crazy person Christian documentary. Christmas with Cookie was at least made with some sort of passion. The new X-Files
episodes... Oh, the Dan Aykroyd movie.
...are an exercise in nothing.
Oh, they are... There's going to be good. It's going to be a good episode. They've figured out what makes X-Files good again.
I read a spoiler-free review, and I know for a fact that Gillian Anderson has come to her senses, because I respect the shit out of Gillian Anderson.
She's been in some fantastic television in the last few years.
And she's like, no more of this bullshit. No fucking more of this bullshit. Because her character has been dragged through the fucking mud.
Mm-hmm.
The writing has become so stagnant. It boggles the mind how there are people who can watch a season 4 episode of The X-Files and then go watch a season 11 episode and say it's the same product.
I saw a lot of reviews that just said, well, at least it's The X-Files.
But no, just because something's familiar doesn't automatically make it good. It's like, take any franchise ever. The Watchmen is one of like the greatest comic books ever made. Just because you start stapling those characters into new stories that are familiar doesn't mean it's great. It's just nostalgia bias.
Or even just like renaming something the name of a franchise that you love doesn't make it that franchise. It doesn't make it good, but this is going to be a good episode. It's going to be a good episode. It's going to be a good episode.
I think that the final episode ever of The X-Files is going to be everything that was ever wrong with the series in one, like, hard-boiled rotten egg of pure sinister...
And it's just 45 minutes of Chris Carter just eating the egg.
It's 45 minutes of Chris Carter eating the egg and occasionally goes, well, Donald Trump orange. I hate him too. But
it's going to be a good episode.
I think nothing demeans the argument of current affairs than when an idiot is in your ranks.
It's going to be a good episode.
Should we go through the regular games?
Yeah, so I'm Chris. That's Tommy.
Okay, good. Single sentence summary of what we think the trailer we did not watch for this.
Yeah, this is a blind movie deathmatch. We've only done this once or twice where we don't watch the trailer. We instead just make predictions. And I still feel like I'm going to get 15 points even though I haven't seen the show.
I think I am going to get 15 points. I think I'm guaranteed for 15 points.
And it should be clear, neither me nor Tommy have watched another episode of The X-Files since then.
We've missed an entire season. We went through the season, though, and on Amazon Prime, every episode had single-sentence summaries. Like,
secrets are revealed.
Yep. The X-Files episode would title this, A Cult.
I think this was Secrets Are Revealed.
The episode description for this was Secrets Are Revealed. But there was an episode called, like, Bad, with a question mark, and then the description was... happens.
Yeah, there was a episode that looked like it was hex code that just said Scully and Mulder versus AI.
If you were listening to the show, you'd never heard of the X-Files, then, you know, go fucking die, I guess.
We're go gonna... watch the just go watch like a curated
monster version. Collection. Yeah. The X-Files has always been terrible as far as its conspiracy stuff goes.
In season it started off in the first two seasons when it looked like they were actually going somewhere.
Actually, I disagree with that. In the first two seasons, it actually looked like they were going somewhere, but it was kind of boring, a lot of chase scenes. In the fourth and fifth season, it was worth watching because it had a lot of good imagery. What no one appreciates about The X-Files is that it had this higher standard
for cinematography. Oh, it was very well shot.
And if you go back and watch it, it's shot like a moody 90s crime film. On film, mind you. Seasons 1 through 5 are these gorgeously paced, dark noir shots in a lot of ways.
And then this... most recent season, the one episode we saw, looked like it was shot
on an iPhone.
And it looked like it was done by the director of Fast and the Furious. And I don't mean like fun action. I mean like someone trying to be the director of the Fast and the Furious that doesn't know how to shoot action. So they just do close-up zoom-ins of
it
the car.
It reminded me of like a high school grade production. Like, have you ever been at a party and met a filmmaker and like, I make movies. And they just kind of have like every trick in the book, which is like, shake the camera when someone is stressed. Zoom in quickly on something to create the illusion of speed. And it's just that. It's just that.
The car chase sequence was one of the worst things I've ever seen, like cinematography wise. Car chases, at least, because
car chases are usually boring to me. I don't know if it's some form of autism that I have or if it's something wrong with film itself. I don't know where the problem lies. But when one character's in a car driving really fast and they're trying to get another character
in
a car
driving
really fast, that's got interesting visuals and like it's very plot centric. But I'm saying that in a staple of bad media is character one is chasing character two in cars, and there's just kind of a lot of shots of them going fast.
Well, yeah, car chases can be done very poorly, which is weird because it is also like one of the most filmed things. So they've perfected car chase sequences like Mad Max Fury Road, shot very well, but apparently no one takes notes.
Yeah, the previous episode of The X-Files that we watched had a lot of characters going to buildings for no distinct reason. Like, Scully's in the hospital and can't leave the hospital. She leaves to go to the old offices for no reason.
And then
just to run into Skinner so they can have a conversation.
And then by coincidence, she leaves the hospital again and runs into fake Scully and fake Mulder, who were introduced in season 10 as a Scully and Mulder replacement.
It's just
randomly.
Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Mockingjay.
So they bring her back to the hospital where someone tries to murder her, but Mulder saves her. And then...
I feel like I'm just like in a fever dream, not going over points very well.
Well, this is what happened in the show.
This is very much what the show feels like. It's just kind of angry bees stinging you. And I think that the greatest problem with The X-Files is its disconnect from death. And that is in the sense that...
The cigarette smoking man has died like 30 times?
I think it's closer to 60. Characters will die and come back from the grave, and that's one thing to where, like, okay, I can't care anymore. And that's something that happens on animes more than it does on standard American television action shows.
Yes, the animes.
But, like, they will kill characters off and then bring them back three seasons later with some shoehorned-in explanation that doesn't make any sense. That's one way you get disconnected from death. The other way you get disconnected from death is Mulder is always being told, you are just a pawn, and we could kill you and Scully at any moment we want to. And then the very, like, next scene, like, no, Mulder, your DNA makes you space alien Jesus. And this whole time, it's all been a clever hologram to keep you distracted from the super truth. And they've gone back and forth on that, scene to scene, every goddamn mythology episode.
Thousands of scenes where Mulder has the cigarette smoking man dead to rights, gun drawn, and he's like, if you kill me, Mr. Mulder, you'll never know the truth. And so Mulder goes, okay.
So I guess he just left. So I guess, like, it's implied that after that scene ended, Mulder was just like, all right, well.
It's like, yeah, I guess I'll find out the truth later.
I guess I'll see you around.
It happened all the time in the original, and it's continued to happen in the new series, too.
Let's go over a little bit about the X-Files mythology.
Even though he was shot by a rocket.
He was shot by an Apache helicopter missile, not an RPG, because I think rocket implies, like, rocket-propelled grenade, which is a grenade, which would blow a person to several pieces. The cigarette-smoking man
was disintegrated
by a missile on screen in which we saw his face come off and turn to a skeleton. And then the opening of the most recent season.
Season before. Season 10.
Just right on his face, smoking another cigarette, like, what a badass. Like, do you not have the fucking balls? Just try a new character? William B. Davis is a great actor, but, like, if you treat your characters like a toy box and you throw one away, you can't just buy a fucking new one unless you're doing some clone bullshit.
But I don't think they even did that. He's so great of an actor that he wasn't even supposed to be important to the series.
How did they explain bringing him back again?
They didn't.
They just didn't.
He's like, he's back.
They just hit him with an Apache missile and it's like, oh, you'll understand.
Like, in the original series, he was just a background character that was supposed to look menacing. And then they're like, well, let's have him be, like, the main villain.
And so one thing I want to say real quick is I always end up feeling very sorry for the cast of this show. Because I've always felt like the writers really do a great job on the Monster of the Week episodes. Mm. And I've always really respected the cast. Every actor who's been on the X-Files did a 110% job, and I feel like every new episode. What?
Mike Pegleglegly?
I like Mitch Pleggy. I love Mitch Pleggy. I think he's a great actor. I think he deserves more work than he got. Every single new episode of the X-Files they make just is a dump on these classic episodes. And
it's also shitting all over the characters and the actors' work with the characters.
Yes. I mean, people forget that when you keep bringing things back, you owe it to be of the same merit of quality. And, I mean, you look at The Simpsons. I've been on a Simpsons kick for a while now, watching seasons 2 through 8, which is some of the best television ever made. And you try and watch a new episode that's premiering, and oh my god, it honestly steals. You're stealing from the past in a lot of ways.
Well, that's a lot of times when they try to bring stuff back, they don't. They just try to remake the old stuff instead of doing something new, where it's like you can keep telling stories with these characters. You don't just have to rehash all the same shit they've been through already. So it's like no one cares about William.
No one cares about William.
No one cared about William when he was born.
William is Mulder and Scully's son, because I firmly think Mulder and Scully never should have gotten together. I think that if you want to talk about the abuse of Scully as a feminist icon, Scully would never put up with Mulder's bullshit.
Also,
but they have a baby.
Might not be a son.
But it's also not his baby, because
it's his brother.
Dana Scully was raped and it's by his the brother. Evil cigarette-smoking man.
Who's Mulder's father.
I hate it so fucking.
If you've never watched The X-Files before, spoiler for lots of seasons.
It has become the soapiest soap opera, and it was supposed to be a show that was
grounded.
That was a very. It was supposed to be Silence of the Lambs every week, but with a mild, like, science fiction element to it.
I mean, Scully is literally just Clarice.
Yeah, more or less.
Redheaded, smart FBI profiler.
And Mulder, I think David Duchovny did the like sassy, depressed, but still funny detective. I think he did that best. And Scully was always supposed to be the main focus of the show. And if they'd focused on it from her perspective and done more Monster of the Week shit, or like if they had just done a season that didn't have the bullshit conspiracy theory stuff in it. I don't know. The X-Files is such a squandered fucking waste. It's an oil spill of creativity.
So when you bring something back, you should learn from your previous mistakes and then expand on the universe instead of just retreading.
Well, they tried to do that with Einstein and Bullshit Eater or Scat Eater. Einstein and Scat Muncher. What's the other one's named?
That's not learning from their mistakes, though. That's just like
copy paste.
That's the exact same mistake they made
in season 9
when Mulder left, and they were like, "Well, we have to have a new Scully and Mulder, so let's do it again." They made that mistake before, and then they did it again. Except this time they were like, what if we make her a redhead like Scully?
But Monica Reyes was evil all along. I detest Chris Carter. I loathe Chris Carter. I think that any ill will that is put towards George Lucas should be put towards Chris Carter 1,000 times over. Because while George Lucas is a miserable fucking hack who ruined the history of a series that wasn't even his own, Chris Carter has straight up kamikazed this gorgeous, meaningful franchise. Maybe it's just my own personal bias.
I feel
and
like
just driven it into a fucking building.
So I feel like George Lucas was well intentioned and
yes,
was trying to make the best show he could.
I'm going
to
say this, and
I don't think Chris Carter cares or ever cared about the X-Files.
This is an unpopular opinion. But especially after having watched, and we're not going to get into the new Star Wars. Just let's not even discuss it. We're not going to discuss, pretend there is no new Star Wars.
We never discuss it.
We're not going to. But the point is, there are charming elements to episodes 1, 2, and 3 of Star Wars. They are bad. They are capital B bad. But if we're talking about like grading on a 100-point scale, episode 1 gets like a 36. Attack of the Clones gets like a 24, and
thank you.
And Revenge of the Sith probably gets like a 32.
Oh, I would put Revenge of the Sith more in the 50s.
Okay, I mean, and then that's fair. But what I'm saying is,
visually, it had more stuff going for it than the other.
These
two
movies are trash. And
but I do agree. Episode
really
2
racked.
Is the worst.
Yeah, episode 2 is
I don't understand how people dislike episode 1 more.
I'm going through analogy here. George Lucas tried to do something new, tried to do something novel, and he tried to lend meaning where there wasn't meaning, and he tried to be politically savvy, and he wasn't.
He tried to push film techniques forward because that's what he used to do, and was like, well, if we film it all on blue screen, then we'll like be
the
using
point
the
is,
most advanced techniques. And
he was trying to do something, and he cared about his characters, and that came through. And that's why, with the lowest score here being a 24 in Attack of the Clones, Attack of the Clones outshines new seasons of the X-Files like starlight. Because new episodes of the X-Files, those are genuinely getting like 2 and 3s out of 100. They're doing nothing right because you can clearly tell nobody cares.
Well, there's one or two episodes in the most recent season. I haven't seen
being season handled by different
season,
writers.
Yeah, season 10 had like 2 episodes that were just like, okay, this is classic. Like these can be put in like shoved into like upper echelon. Like these are great X-Files episodes. Unfortunately, you have the other X-Files
but
episodes around
them. But they're still shot like shit. And Mulder and the actors are still just not into it. David Duchovny has not brought his A game since season 5. And Gillian Anderson, love her to bits. You can tell that when she's on that set, she is making money. And she gives me chills when she's on screen because I can tell how much she doesn't want to be there.
Well, because she's also been playing such like dynamic fucking characters like in The Fall and in Hannibal that when you like compare those to this, it's like, oh yeah, that's right, Scully's part of the show, let's give her something to do.
Mulder, I love you, Mulder.
I watched every episode of season 10. I can't remember a single action she took in all of season 10, like something that she actually did.
New episodes of the X-Files.
Most times she's in the hospital.
are... Man, if you don't know what to do in an X-Files episode, just have Mulder pursue somebody and have Scully have a mystery medical ailment. That worked in season two really well, and they just never seem to be able to get away from that.
The only reason they did it is because she got pregnant.
When something is bad, like I do want to talk a little bit about Ready Player One, which I think Ready Player One... Remember the Ark of the Covenant in Indiana Jones?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Okay, well, there's a scene in Indiana Jones where they open a box and it kills everyone looking at it.
Oh.
And I think that Ready Player One
is going to kill everyone who looks at it.
Ready Player One is the Ark of the Covenant that is at the end of time, where once we've opened that, we've passed this point where creativity is dwarfed by nostalgia. And it really just is about like, oh, Batman's in that. Oh, were you going to see in a movie? The kids one? Yeah, Lego Batman. It has Batman in it. Like, oh, it's got Batman in it. I wear Batman t-shirts. I have Batman underwear. It's a Batman thing. I like Batman things. What'd you think about the last Batman thing? I like the Batman thing. Oh, it had Yoda in it. It had Yoda and Batman?
You know they are...
Batman and Yoda? Yoda,
you know,
Batman,
still
Lego?
Making, like...
Yoda, Batman, Lego?
They're still making new stories, Tommy. It's not. They're not all that.
They're not all that.
Have you seen the trailer for...
But what I'm leading back, to...
Beneath the Silver Lake?
I'm leading back to my original point here. And yes, you can still take old franchises and you can do new things with them. Just because there's a new Watchmen doesn't mean it's going to be terrible. If someone wanted to do an expansion on Watchmen, it could still be great. Just do new stuff with new characters. My point is, I think the X-Files new episodes are the epitome of bringing something back. It's out there. It needs to be done. I feel like when I watch new episodes of The X-Files, I am watching Chris Carter go through a late life crisis where his identity is so based in something he was lucky enough to have a ticket for. They're like, yes, I'm a writer. I'm an intellectual who believes in conspiracy theories. I feel like I am living through his waking nightmare because Chris Carter is such a tiny, minuscule motherfucker that he just has to keep doing X-Files shit or else he becomes meaningless.
See, I think it was a Fox executive decision where they were like, a bunch of executives were sitting around like, okay, well, House just ended. We need something. We need a new show. Something. I feel something like The X-Files. And then they're like, wait a minute. We've got the rights.
But if that were the case, you know what you do? Do you know what you fucking do? You buy the rights to The X-Files and you have Charlie Booker write it.
Yeah, but they wanted to go with authenticity and be like, we brought Chris Carter back. We brought all your favorite writers back. So we've got the original creator and all the writers, and we're going to give them free reign to do whatever they want. They just only going to have 6 episodes instead of a normal 24. So they're all going to be the best episodes of the season instead of the episodes that are like filler episodes.
Yeah, because no one liked the X-Files for the fucking pillar, for the fucking filler. Edit that out so I say that correctly. You won't.
Have you seen... I won't. Have you seen the trailer for Beneath the Silver Lake?
What is that?
The guy who did It Follows. It's his new movie.
I'm interested.
Looks good.
Does it have Lego Batman, Power Ranger, Ninjago?
It does.
Yoda?
No, it looks like it's about someone who has schizophrenia.
It's good.
One night, he's at like a apartment complex, and he has like the night of his life with this girl. Like, he just meets her and they just hang out all night, and it's, you know, one of those like things that happens in indie movies. And then they're like, yeah, we should definitely like hang out again. And then wakes up the next morning and her apartment's completely like vacant, and he goes and like tries to like report it and everything, and it starts seeing like these codes that are like written in the world. And like,
sounds like the movie Unsane by Steven Soderbergh.
I was just thinking more of Pi.
Pi is also a great movie.
But yeah, it looks good.
I haven't said it before, watch Lady Bird. Or Southbound. Southbound looks good.
It looks really weird, though.
What do you predict is going to happen in tonight's slugfest of bullshit? That is a loving send-off to a beloved franchise in which Chris Carter has been penned that he can never truly write a finale because he never knows if it will actually be a finale or not, because he's always got to keep the fans guessing because the fans could never see the whole picture because there is no fucking whole picture. It's like David Lindelof had a brain aneurysm and became 20 IQ points fucking stupider. What do you predict is going to happen tonight in Part 4?
We do need to reiterate. Chris Carter has named his ultimate finale for The X-Files after Hitler's memoirs.
Yeah, Mein Kampf, Mein Struggle.
We have not watched the trailer for this, so don't know anything that's going to happen. So Scully is hospitalized.
Is Mulder on the chase?
Don't give it away yet. William kills the cigarette smoking man.
Ooh. Mm. Oh. Might have some overlap there.
And Mulder gets in a car chase.
Well, if you're gunning for 15 points, guess who else is gunning for 15 points? Mulder has to choose the truth or William. Prediction number two. Cigarette smoking man, also known as Gerhard Busch III or some bullshit. Remember he said his name at the beginning?
Who gives a fuck?
Because nothing is more poetic than when you won't name a character or show their face, and then you show their face or reveal their name.
They're a Bush.
Yeah, he's a member of the Bush family. Prediction number two. Cigarette smoking man fucking dies again.
Yay.
He just keeps on dying. When they'll just keep on pumping him out. Prediction number three. A character you thought was dead is alive.
Oh, I almost did that with the smoking gun.
My hope is that there's a character named X who's only in like the second season. And he was this like...
He was the...
rough sketch black guy. Well, he was that racist? I don't know.
No, he was supposed to be the X-Files version of Deep Throat.
Yeah. Well, there was a Deep Throat in the X-Files. He died in the first season. But anyways...
he was their replacement.
But he turned out to be alive.
He was their replacement version of Deep Throat.
He ended up being alive. X died, was one of the only characters who never was resurrected. And then in the season 9 series finale, when the show ended for the third time... Mulder's in prison and X comes out of the shadows and he's a fucking ghost and he's like, Mulder, the truth, it's more important now than ever, I must go back to heaven now. And nothing would delight me more than if X was alive and there's just a character who was a ghost but like
who was literally a ghost
but is also like alive.
Oh, they'll say it was a hallucination or alien technology or some bullshit.
Oh, or it was a hologram or shapeshifters, because you know nothing makes me believe a series more than fucking shapeshifters. What compelling television that is. What is your wild card for tonight?
The cigarette smoking man ascends to godhood.
Mine is Chris Carter apologizes.
Oh, I don't think yours is very likely. Should I change mine to make it less likely?
I don't know.
Because I feel like we're out on unfair playing grounds right now where mine like might happen and yours will never happen.
The X-Files, whenever it's something I very much love is ending, I'm supposed to feel it. Like the Breaking Bad series finale was a very big deal to me.
It was a good series finale?
It was a great series finale. And like, I think eventually Matt Groening will fucking die.
Does he still have anything to do with The Simpsons?
I think he is putting his heart into better projects. And then like, I think The Simpsons is written off of like toxic sludge.
I thought he was hands off on it.
I think he is. I think he still, he recorded Maggie's doing the pacifier noise forever ago. But now The Simpsons is just... I think it's written by, like, a college course at a community college. I don't know. Eventually, The Simpsons will end, though. And no matter how bad it is, I will sit down and watch the series finale.
You don't know. Maybe they'll have another set of golden years.
I've thought about that. I've thought how awesome that would be if the show just became good again as, like, one last spite.
Just for, like, another 5 years, just...
But no, but the show will end, and I will watch it. So,
because it had a brief uptick after the movie.
It did. It really did. And I will say very strongly, while The X-Files has been a straight downward plummet, The Simpsons was a ascension to godhood as the best television show ever made, and then a decline to shithood, but it did redeem itself a little bit. Current episodes are better than like the 14-15 era.
Yeah, I think they peaked, like they had like their Everest, and then it's like slowly gone down, then they had like, you know, just a mountain range.
You know, talking about The Simpsons, real quick aside, people talk about The Simpsons having a slow descent. That's actually one of the areas I strongly disagree with. But I think there are episodes in season 10 of The Simpsons that are completely abysmal and unwatchable. And so I think actually like...
You have to grade the whole season though, because they're...
The show really falls off after season 9. I mean, we're talking about a plateau. Season 9 is still some of the best.
Well, when was the movie? That was season 15 or something?
23 or some shit.
Was it that far in? I thought it was like 18, okay. Maybe.
Which, you know, as long as we're talking about that, real quick aside, the X-Files movies both suck. Capital D cock. They're bad.
There is only two of them. I had to think.
Oh, there'll be a third.
I was like, wait, is there a third one?
When a show ends, it is a very bittersweet moment because I have a lot of very personal and very emotional ties to this show.
Tell me, which one is worse?
New Simpsons or New X-Files?
No. Fight the Future or the other one.
Oh, the other one. I Want to Believe is what it's called.
Yeah, the and first
it's,
one.
It's, that's the second one.
The second one?
The second one is the one.
Oh, I thought the second one was so much worse. It felt
Yeah, that's we're saying the same thing. Yeah, this is the first one. The first one is the one in the 90s. It's still good. It has its moments. Right. It has Terry O'Quinn in it.
Yeah, it's got what, you know, it's an R-rated movie, which the X-Files always leans hard towards R.
The X-Files, the first Fight the Future, is still a decent movie. There's really, it's not the end of the world. It's definitely the harbinger of the coming times.
Because the second one reminded me of the first Star Trek The Motion Picture, where Star Trek The Motion Picture was a script that was supposed to be the next Star Trek series, the Star Trek The New Voyages, but they couldn't get it a new TV show made, so they just drug out the script into a movie, and then we're like, now we release the movie, which is what I think happened with the second X-Files movie, where they're like, it's time to reboot the series. Let's do it. Let's write
the opening scene is really, we've been recruited to investigate one kidnapping of one person because it's an X-File for some reason. And it was like, I can't leave my cabin in the woods. And Scully says, it's been a decade. No one cares anymore.
And then there's an extended scene of Mulder shaving. And that's the only thing I remember from the movie.
No, there's a scene where they're doing some bullshit, and then a mysterious figure arrives at a scene, and we can't see his face, and then, like, the camera's following this dude's bootsteps. It's near the end of the movie, and then the camera pans up, and it's Mitch Pileggi, it's Skinner, and holy shit, he's in the movie, and he doesn't do anything, he's just kind of there.
And it's, like, not much of an X-File at all.
It turns out that there's no science fiction. The twist ending is that who you thought was psychic is actually just a pedophile. And,
But no, I feel like that was supposed to be like, okay, we're going to put together a bunch of scripts, make a new season of the X-Files. And then Fox was like, no. And then they're like, what if we make one movie?
Tried to do something different. If we're still on the 100-point grading curve, I Want to Believe, the 2014 movie, whatever.
Yeah, it was earlier than that.
2009?
Maybe.
Obama was president. Or was he? Might have been from the GB era. I think it was. I think George Bush was president when that came out because there was a they insulted him. Take that, Bush.
I can't remember if it was before or after I graduated high school.
Anyways, the point is that is probably like a 22. No, maybe even higher. Maybe even like a 39. I mean, it's bad, but it's nowhere near as bad as the series.
The new series, yeah.
Yeah. And with that, I think it's time we watched, because we're already plenty
angry. They also were actually trying to keep true to the characters and be like, Scully's main thing was faith versus science.
Well, and also, the X-Files tried to be like a cynical take on the series itself by saying, no, it's kind of failure. They're kind of old dogs. They kind of aren't in the game anymore. Science fiction has changed. So at least meant something. If a series wants to go out by kind of trashing its own meaning and saying that everything dies, every character goes away, kind of like the last Star Wars implied it was going to do, but didn't, that's fine by me. It's kind of like a harsh bite of reality, and it's a great way to end something. But blind, optimistic slop is no thing that... No art deserves to turn into that. No art deserves to turn into just blindly made, horribly executed...
I don't think it's art
boring
anymore.
Shit. No, this is not art.
This is television now.
In the age of the television renaissance, this is truly television.
Yeah.
And with that, I think we should watch it.
Well,
the X-Files is over. Walter White is dead.
That is a...
And Daenerys Targaryen rules the Iron Throne.
Yeah, and they can't go anywhere from this point on. They closed up all the loose ends.
They literally just did a standard chase episode, except instead of nothing happening at the end of the chase, they just murdered characters with no sense of gravity or purpose. They just took every toy in the toy box and had them get murdered.
Well, I don't think Mitch Kalagi's dead.
Mitch, you saw him die.
No, he didn't. He dove underneath the car and we saw his legs get run over.
And...
I'm sorry. If next season on the X-Files, Mitch Pileggi is alive, we can retroactively give you 5 points for a character being dead and then coming back to life.
I hated this. I said this as a joke, but I meant it. There was a line in this that made me want to throw something at the television. And I don't say that as like some kind of like joke or I genuinely was playing with a fidget spinner like all cool kids do. And I was going to throw it at your television because of this single most offensive line I think ever. I think that was the worst line in any television show ever.
Which one? You're going to have to refresh my memory because there were a lot of lines.
I want to save it for the end.
Okay, so... if we just describe the plot real quick.
Chase scene. So, coincidences.
Yeah. It's nonlinear. None of it made any sense.
For no reason.
Yeah. So Mulder goes to go find William and William runs away. That's the first half of the episode.
The whole episode.
Yeah. And then, yeah, but he then eventually meets William and then that's it. It's just like, there was no gravitas to it. There was nothing. It was 20 minutes of just a wild goose chase and then
you're
met.
Forgetting that occasionally a major series villain would show up and then just get slaughtered. Just get fucking murdered. Monica Reyes, shot in the head.
The fat dude in the redhead.
The Steve Bannon figure that they introduced from the most recent season. Shoot him in the head. The redheaded bitch from Fringe, who is in the beginning of the season as like the new season villain. She just fucking explodes because of psychic powers via Stranger Things. Cigarette smoking man, he died again. Now, if I've learned anything from Resident Evil boxes.
Still trying to go over the plot.
No,
it's a very intricate plot.
I want to complain about all the people who got murdered.
Real quick, we've only got one sentence left in the plot. Then William runs away, and then they find William again, and William is killed by the cigarette smoking man.
But it's a shape-shifting turnaround, because the entire episode they keep teasing that Mulder's going to get shot in the head, but then William shape-shifting as Mulder gets shot in the head. And then Mulder and Scully embrace.
After Mulder shoots cigarette smoking man in the chest 3 times and should have capped him in the goddamn head if he actually wanted to kill him. And then pushed him in the water.
Smoking man got kill. That was not anything.
That's the whole plot. Literally, that was the whole plot for the season, possibly series finale of The X-Files. There wasn't like anything convoluted. There wasn't anything like straight. It was very straightforward.
No, in the in case you missed it previously on The X-Files bullshit, there's this conspiracy about the world of the end. The end of the world. Fake news drama. Internal coups at the FBI. All this bullshit. But then the episode itself is just a giant chase, and then it kind of throws all of its prophecy shit out the window.
Yeah, they brought back...
it's not even in the episode.
They brought back Tad.
Tad O'Malley, everyone's favorite
O'Malley,
X-Files character.
To be like, oh, yeah, and then the worst thing ever is going to happen, which had no point. He literally could have been cut from the entire episode.
If you cut all the filler from this episode, all you would have would be Mulder getting shot in the head, turning out to not be Mulder, and then Scully... big reveal, she's pregnant.
It's a good rule of thumb that for every page in a script is 1 minute on the screen. I believe that this script was 10 pages long and it was a 44 minute episode.
There was a scene at the ending where Mulder was chasing William and I kept making a joke of like, oh, now we need a shot of Mulder running. Okay, now we need a shot of William running. Okay, we need a shot of Mulder running. I made that joke, and it kept going for probably about 3 minutes. There's probably about 3 straight minutes of a shot of Mulder running, a shot of William running, a shot of Mulder running, a shot of William running. This boggled the mind. And then on top of all that, it had some of like the nastiest gore that I've seen on television.
Literally people's faces like hanging.
A dude's face is taken off and put on a wall, but like it's felt so out of place. Like usually we celebrate gore in movies and TV shows because there's something kind of exciting about it. But there was something honestly so childish about it that it creeped me out, not because it was gore, but because like Chris Carter, this is not... You have not warranted that level of violence. This doesn't have a place.
Well, it was only just to show how powerful William was, and they kept saying, whoever controls William controls the world. But William was showing, like the movie Chronicle. Like, he was showing Chronicle levels of power.
But he was also Scully was also psychic.
Yeah, he wasn't able to fly yet, but he could literally explode people with no effort.
And then he almost explodes Mulder?
Yeah, just because he's...
In one shot.
Yeah, just because he's upset. So who could control him? Like, he's uncontrollable. You would have to kill him.
Like, and also, I mean, before we get too deep in anything about it, really, that was such an unabated ripoff of Eleven from Stranger Things. So entirely a ripoff of Eleven from Stranger Things.
Adult Eleven, yeah.
Chris Carter saw Eleven from Stranger Things, said, oh, that's what William should be. And then literally that is all that we knew of the character. There is nothing else to that character. And, I mean, the fact that Chris Carter thought that fans would care about William is so delusional. But even with that, Mulder doesn't do anything. Mulder is just a deranged murderer.
Some of the best episodes of The X-Files are where Scully and Mulder don't do anything. But
I digress.
Outside of that, they're
still acting like themselves.
This is an episode that's supposed to revolve around them, where literally nothing happens with the characters.
Or even in an episode where Mulder and Scully don't do anything, it's still funny to see Mulder being Mulder and Scully being Scully. Scully is a waifish, vacant, crying nag who spends the entire episode having visions. Our scientist character who used to be... And Scully was a nag back in the day. It was one of the things that was charming about her. But she used to be this grounded in reality person who had, like, faith in the back of her mind and was a scientist. And it was all about her being a fucking scientist. In the series finale of The X-Files, she is just wandering around crying and having psychic visions. Fox Mulder, who used to be a force for good and the truth, doesn't listen to people. He breaks into people's offices and shoots them in the fucking head.
Yeah, so I made a joke in the first half that every single time that Mulder has come across the cigarette smoking man, he's had him dead to rights, and the cigarette smoking man says, if you kill me, you won't get the truth, Mr. Mulder. And then this is the one episode where he should actually listen to the cigarette smoking man and just shoots him before he can even react.
If I had to say anything positive, I think the one positive thing I would say about this thing is that Mulder finally got tired of being talked down to by government spooks, and so he just starts, like, shooting them in the head like a fan fiction.
Oh, yeah.
That scene,
he became an action hero briefly.
He became Jason Bourne. So there's a scene where he breaks into an airline hangar and he murders four SWAT dudes like it's a Max Payne video game. Then he breaks into the office of Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
And Steve Bannon is like, blah, blah, blah. And you can tell it's the beginning of another X-Files monologue. But then he just shoots him. Chris Carter is just like, oh, but it's the series finale. So Mulder shoots him in the fucking brains. And it splatters the window behind him. And it's like, this is not what this fucking show is.
It possibly was that a bunch of the other producers were looking at the script that Chris Carter wrote and were like, this is just bad. You wrote a 15-minute scene that ends with Mulder shooting him in the head. Get rid of the 15 minutes. Just shoot him in the head.
Monica Reyes gets fucking shot in the head. The redheaded bitch.
Okay, so that scene doesn't make any sense.
That scene made zero sense.
Okay, so Mitch Pileggi...
That was from The Simpsons. Remember in The Simpsons when Bart is about to get hit by Snake, who's hijacked the police car?
Okay.
Drives a stick.
We should talk about the scene that said The
Simpsons. But I'm relating it to a Simpsons episode.
But Mitch Pileggi is cornered in an alleyway.
Yes.
He turns around and sees that it is the cigarette smoking man and Agent Reyes. Mitch Pileggi, last time we saw him interacting with them, he made a deal with them. We don't know what the deal is. He had them both in a car with the gun pointed towards their heads in that scene where he made a deal with them, where he had their lives in his hands. And instead, he let them go because he made a deal with them. Nothing has happened since then. He's made no other deal since then. He hasn't changed his mind in any way since then. And then just pulls his gun out and starts firing.
Shoots Monica Reyes in the fucking forehead. What a character arc. What a character she was.
Oh, and she was actually like a quintuple agent or some shit. She was actually working for Mulder and Scully.
But there's never even like change of heart. She just called Scully to be like, William's here. But he wasn't. She just sent Mulder to a UFO.
No, that's where they thought that the other side had a lead on William,
explain.
Which they did have a lead on William, but it ended up not panning out. But then it did end up panning out because it was like, oh wait, William's actually like down the street, Mulder, go find him.
And yeah,
then
it's like, so help me.
Dude Sex Machina.
Dude Sex Mockingbirds happens 8 times in this episode where it feels like there's only one road in Maryland.
So I've spent summers in Maryland because that's where my family lives.
Chris, if I was 3 hours away from you and I went to a gas station attendant and said, hey, have you seen this guy? And they went, yes. Okay, which way did he go? He went that way and points. And then I found you 3 hours later of travel where you have a 3-hour head start.
It, realistically, if Mulder was going like twice the speed they were, he would have caught up in like 4.5 hours.
But the timeline in this episode is present, move back 16 hours.
No. Timeline of this episode is Mulder gets shot in the head at the start of the episode.
That's the ending. And then we move back, I think, what?
Like 7 hours.
I don't know.
No, it was like
the
2 hours.
The timeline of this is...
It was like 2 hours.
Yeah, it boggles the
size.
Mind.
The size of Maryland in this show is 4 roads that all intersect, but one of them is 4 hours long.
Whoa, look, there's Mulder. Oh, look, there's William. Also, no,
literally, they're just driving in the city, in D.C., I'm assuming, and Scully and Mitch Pileggi are sitting there in a car, and Mulder just speeds by, and Scully's like, oh, there's Mulder. And then they start chasing Mulder.
You said that with too much emotion in your voice. Dana Scully okay. spent this episode...
So there's something wrong with her voice,
yes.
And I'm assuming it is something that happened outside of the show.
I think I still stand by the idea of surgery. I don't think I'm shaming her when I say that. She seemed like she went in for a medical procedure. And Chris Carter was like, but your voice won't be perfect for some of your ending monologues on The X-Files.
But that's because she didn't sound like that in the first episode.
No, she had a hoarse voice.
I feel like something might have happened. She might have gotten sick or something, and she had something wrong with her voice. So there was something wrong with her voice.
Didn't care.
Yeah, there was something wrong with her voice, and... That's pretty much all I'm going to say about that, because I don't want to be like, oh, what if there was like an actual serious issue?
William.
Oh, William's
turned
in the
into a street shark.
Yes, literally turns into a street
William
shark.
William can turn into a shark at a given moment and...
And then disappear out of the cab of the truck.
And somehow disappear out of a moving vehicle. I would say that William's powers are whatever the plot needs it to be.
Yeah, they're ill-defined and...
Because it has something to do with... He can see the future... And he could pop people, but he can also turn into a street shark.
It's like 11 if she didn't have to put any effort into anything, and then it's like her friend 8 or whatever the other one is, and can make things appear in front of people.
Funshine.
And then it's like their friend 1 who can teleport. Spoiler for season 3 of...
Yeah, I was wondering how you knew that, because it just sounds like it's true. I hated this. I think this was the worst thing I've ever seen. I think this was worse than the... Well, okay, so here's...
This is just an extended chase sequence. Literally, the first 15 minutes of this episode could be cut down to 4 minutes.
Here's my dilemma. Is this
because
better or
nothing
worse
happened
than the season premiere? Better or worse? Because... I want to say worse because of how hack and meaningless it was, but I also want to say better because at least the violence was something. It kind of felt like Chris Carter, who I think has less brain cells than a possum, he thinks that finale means killing characters. And so there was something interesting in just watching character after character after character just fucking die, because it honestly felt like a parody. It felt like The X-Files is all these long exposition scenes of characters like pointing guns at each other's heads that they're never going to pull the trigger. And then finally you have an episode of people just fucking murdering each other left and right. But is that interesting, or is that... It's only interesting because...
You say murdering each other left and right. I think only one character died in the end of that episode.
Monica Reyes was popped in the head.
That's what I'm saying.
Steve Bannon was popped in the head.
Okay, I'm not counting those because you have characters.
If you consider the series as the remake, the redo of The X-Files was supposed to be a story, they had 2 central villains that were introduced to us in Mind Comp Part 3. They said, these are 2 villains, Steve Bannon and redheaded bitch from Fringe. These are villains of the series.
But they weren't even villains because they were supposed to be working together with Fox Mulder, except when it was revealed in the next episode that they're in that they're not working with Fox Mulder, and Mulder just shows up and murders them. I think the first episode was worse because although this one had less substance, there was less for me to get upset about. The first episode was less worse shot.
The first episode
looked like a car commercial, and I did not like that. This episode very briefly felt like a car commercial, so it wasn't as bad. And then this episode, while having less substance, actually seemed like someone was trying to write towards an ending, where the first episode didn't seem like they were trying to write towards anything. They were just throwing whatever stuff.
Yeah, I think if I had to give this a score out of 100, I probably would have given the season premiere, my part 3 or whatever, probably like a 3 or a 4. And I think this would end up with something like a 7 or an 8, because there was the occasional shot that was well-colored.
It's just, it made no sense.
It was drivel.
I said multiple times, this episode could have been less than 10 minutes long.
If you cut the filler out, you wouldn't have anything left.
Yeah. If you cut all the chase sequences out, if you cut out all of the dead ends that didn't make any sense, like, dead end leads would make sense for, like, if it was a different episode.
Okay, how about the scene where...
But it's just dead-end leads that immediately lead to the correct lead.
But it's just like, it's a naked script in a sense, just because the plot needs to move forward, and you can feel like this was written as a 12-point bullet list, where like, Scully tells Mulder where to find William because of Clue. Clue to be inserted later. And they didn't write it in time. And so Scully's on the computer, says, there's been a string of lottery winners unusually located in one area.
I think that might have been something from one of the episodes.
But that's still endemic of what the episode was like, in the sense of like, he went that away, and then Mulder, after being 3 hours behind, just pulls up behind him. And then loses him immediately.
Loses him immediately
sharks.
And is like, wait, I know where he's at. And then goes to one of William's friend's houses, but not the right friend's house. But then immediately goes to the right friend's houses. Why did we even see him go to the friend's house?
Wheel spinning.
We could have just had William show up.
Editing was in that scene where there's no establishing shot of what house. There's no establishing shot of the house. William shows up at a door and demands to be let in to characters that we don't know. We should have watched the season. Who gives a shit? We don't see establishing shots of the house, though. William shows up at a door and says, I need to be let in. At the exact same time, we keep cutting back and forth to Mulder showing up at a door that has no establishing shot. Similar looking.
Well, it's supposed to be like paralleling, but it also... It did not have the intelligence to handle it. Yeah, it was needless because that whole scene was needless.
They were trying to draw parallels between Mulder and William to imply that Mulder really is his father because they're going to end up... He's going to be his shapeshifter.
But then...
He's going to be a shapeshifter.
Those scenes didn't need to be there at all because then Mulder immediately shows up at the correct friend's house. They say, William's not here. And even if he was, he didn't want to see you anyway. And then Mulder's like, well, I'm his dad. So they tell him the motel room that he went to go stay at.
Which they somehow know. Which, why is he even staying in a motel room?
Yeah.
The list goes on. So they did that ridiculous gory scene where a dude's face is stripped off and on the window. And, we see the after effect of that on William. William has 3 little handsome blood drops on his jacket after he exploded a person to the point that when they open his car door, his face has been stripped and is stuck against the window.
And there's blood covering every inch of the car.
And then redheaded bitch from Fringe, we get a gratuitous shot of her grabbing a flashlight because the X-Files. And she shines it into his skeleton and shines a flashlight right at his fucking intestines. He's like, look, gross.
And then pulls out the tracker that was being used to track Mulder, which has not a single drop of blood on it.
No. She uses it to track William and Mulder to where they are, but then
immediately they get exploded.
William just explodes all of them and we get to see more intestines, and then William runs away from Mulder and their chase continues. That's what
didn't make any sense. If you're going to go attack someone who you know has the ability to explode someone with their mind, you don't put them in handcuffs, you take them out before they have time to react.
I just hired you for a new Netflix bullshit series about psychics that's on the heels of Stranger Things, okay? So the bad guys...
I'm going to stop you right here. I'm going to recreate Akira because I'm creatively bankrupt and there's a Netflix show.
Okay, so you're creatively bankrupt and you're stealing from Akira. What do you have the bad guys do when they corner the superpowered kid? What kind of weapon should they use?
Well, if they want to take him alive, I'm going to write in, even though I know realistically this isn't a real thing, sleeping darts to put him out immediately.
So sleeping darts, what's another one?
A taser.
Oh, a taser? That's a good one.
Something to incapacitate his mind while you have time to incapacitate his mind for a while.
You know, that's such a heavy cliche, but that's kind of one of those cliches. That's a cliche for a fucking reason, because if you show up with fucking M4s, you get fucking blown to bits.
They had pistols.
I hated this.
They know his power set. And
what would you say the best moment of this was?
The guy in the cab that was like, what, like an X-Man?
I would say my best moment of this was watching cigarette-smoking man die for the...
He's not dead.
120th time. He died again, though. So, after being... And, like, Resident Evil rules, he only really died when he was shot with the missile launcher. But in this one, he was shot 5 times, then didn't fall backwards, so Mulder could grip him and look really angry and go...
Mulder, although Mulder saw the cigarette smoking man shoot William in the head, he didn't say anything until 10 seconds later where he goes, hey, and then starts shooting him.
Oh, and there was the clunkiest piece of dialogue in the episode. It's like, would you really shoot me? Shoot your firstborn son? Which William doesn't even know that he has another son. William just says that you'd really shoot your own firstborn son, which is one of those awkward clunker lines where you go, oh, that's written awkwardly because they want the villain to have a clever retort to that. And so then, of course, the villain has a clever retort. He goes, I shot my second-born son once,
or it
too.
Could have been, like, them trying to be clever and being like, oh, William knows that that's his biological father, the cigarette-smoking man is, and he knows that Mulder is also the son, so he's saying first-born son. It was...
Mulder also says, I don't know what I am if I'm not a father, which is another clunker because that's where Scully reveals, but Mulder, you are a father. No, she says, Mulder, you are a father. He says, no, I'm not. They just killed our boy. No, Mulder, you are a father. No, they saw him. They shoot him in the head. No, Mulder, you are a father. And then she takes his hand and puts it onto her belly, and Mulder looks at her like, you are too old. I'm sorry. I don't mean that as an offensive thing, but a woman of your age should not be bearing a child.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of issues.
Also, like, I am at high risk of, like, because of my alcoholism, sex addiction, and lifestyle, we'll probably have dementia before the child goes off to college.
So, can we talk about Scully's, personal growth in the series?
How she went from tough as nails scientist.
No, I just mean the last two seasons, where she went from a mother who cared for nothing else in the world but finding her son to finding out that her son was an experiment, and then she no longer cares about him whatsoever when he is shot and murdered.
Well, you see, maybe you're too plebeian to understand this.
In the course of 10 minutes, she went from only caring about William to not giving a fuck about him.
You also remember how in the 6th season of the show, Mulder had visions for shit? I don't know. I hate this. I hate this. I hated this as much as I knew I was going to hate it. Actually, I think it was better than my expectations.
Or was that just good writing, and Scully has a psychic connection with her son, William, and she knows that her son's not really dead, so she's not sad about it.
Wait a minute. I did give out five full 5 points for that, didn't I? Do you want to go into predictions?
Hold on. Or I just want to do worst moments. I want to say one more thing.
Let's do worst moments. What was your worst moment? Say the whole thing.
William, the actor.
He was bad.
They just got generic-looking emo kid.
I want to say the worst thing was the timeline, because this opened with this character having a vision in present tense of the end of the episode. The episode begins with Alvin Kirsch being dug up for no reason. That's a character from season 4. Okay, I'm going to do the whole timeline.
You're missing a part of the timeline.
Okay.
So we had the previously on the X-Files.
Yes.
That ended. Then the episode started, which was William monologuing previously on the X-Files.
Yes, about his story.
Yes.
Okay, and so then after William's monologue, which we don't know where that is in time. We don't know where that is. Then we go skip to the ending, and the ending is Mulder dying. Then we go back to the future-ish, which is Scully, which is, oh God, Mr. Skinner, I want Mulder and Scully's badges. I'm officially closing the X-Files, which the X-Files have been closed more times than Cigarette Smoking Man has died.
I believe the X-Files was closed every season for the first 5 seasons.
and onward. There's definitely, it's just like people getting shot in the head because they don't care anymore. Skinner goes up to Scully and is like, you're not, they're closing the X-Files. And Scully just like doesn't even react. She's just like,
this isn't about the X-Files.
It's like, it's
this
over.
This is about family.
That's present. And so then she goes, I've called Mulder three times. And then it smashes cuts to 16 hours earlier, in which case, whatever. It is this entire chase for William. And then it catches up with the present. And they go on a chase to a sugar factory. And at the ending of the sugar factory chase, Monica Reyes is dead. Skinner is dead. Until they do another season. If they don't bring the show back, Skinner's dead.
Okay.
We saw him get run over by a car, and his legs weren't moving.
So, I do want to, like, place bets on how many people actually died in the last 10 minutes of The X-Files. Because I'm betting...
In the last 10 minutes, that doesn't include Redheaded Fringe Bitch?
Yeah, doesn't include her.
I would say none of them.
If they bring the series back, and that's it. Because we saw Reyes get shot in the face.
Oh, do you think that'll slow them down? Okay, I don't know if I've mentioned this on X-Files episodes or other episodes ever, but there was a little character named Cigarette Smoking Man, CMD Spender, Gerhard Busch, whatever. He was shot at what you could call point-blank range with an Apache fucking missile, and we watched his body disintegrate to a skeleton.
So that's...
And guess what? He was walking and talking in the most recent episode.
So, we had four characters die, quote unquote.
I'm including Redheaded Fringe Bitch, and I'm also including...
Discounting her, I'm talking about the final sequence of the show. We had Reyes, Mitch Pileggi, Cigarette Smoking Man, and William. But we know for a fact that William did not die, even though he did get shot through the head, and we saw brain matter fly out the back of his head.
Yeah, we did.
And then even when he comes back, he still has the hole in his head. So presumably, William, outside of his other abilities, is also immortal.
He's 11, man. He's 11.
No, that's number six's power. They can't be murdered. So I'm betting that Mitch Pileggi's not dead because we saw him dive under the car. And then saw his legs get run over. So we didn't see him die on
screen. What an awkwardly framed scene, too. He's about to get hit by a car, so he dives under another car. But then he gets hit anyways, and they don't explain it?
He could have dived to the side. There was plenty of room to either side.
But he dove underneath the car.
Yeah.
Why didn't he jump on top of the car?
Or to either side. And then we saw Cigarette Smoking Man get shot three times, and then instead of plugging him in the head, get pushed into the water. So I am betting we only have one real death, and that was Reyes. If the show's going to come back, you are apparently going with all in that Reyes will at some point show up next season and she's not really dead.
Shot point blank with an Apache missile.
Okay. So you're saying no one died.
I don't think people can die in the X-Files.
They're all... That's the secret. That's the actual secret that the aliens gave us, is that everyone is immortal.
I'm going to go ahead and play a quick game with you that's actually off of our normal games. Can you give me a prediction for something that's going to happen at the beginning of the next season of the X-Files? Because I know I have mine. I think I know what's going to happen.
Scully has one scene and then she's written out of the show.
I was actually about to say that exactly. I was thinking there's the back shot of a redhead on like giving birth and Mulder with a baby, and then Scully's hit by a car.
Oh no, I meant more like, she, you know, has to go off on her own now.
Because she's a mommy.
Yeah.
She's a real mommy.
Mostly because we know that she doesn't want to be part of the show anymore.
Oh, yeah. Which is why I'm hoping that... I'm putting it all on Gillian Anderson. Gillian Anderson, put this devil back in fucking hell. And don't ever... Don't...
Put the genie back in the bottle.
Don't give in to Chris Carter anymore. I don't care how much money he's offering you. It's not worth it. You're creating anti-art. You are sucking art out of
Chris Carter,
world.
If you do need someone to reprise the role of Scully... Call me, I'll put on a red wig, and I will sell out hardcore.
But Mulder, it is me.
Mulder.
But you don't understand, Mulder.
William, where's William?
She fell asleep halfway through some of her lines.
Please, where's William?
Where's Mulder? Oh, you don't understand, Mulder. I I was not the true mother. It was a conspiracy.
They can't have a new villain, so the cigarette smoking man's gonna come back.
What? But Chris, he got shot 6 times in the chest.
And I don't believe William will be coming back.
What?
Even though they set that up at the ending, I think that was supposed to be like a send-off to William and being like, and now that he's faked his death and no one at all knows he's alive anymore. That was another thing I mentioned in the show. We saw repeatedly that he has been using superpowers for his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
How has not a single case been opened on boy who gives a bully an aneurysm, boy who changes the lights green and like he was doing crazy shit with his mind the whole time. Sure. We've had X-Files about stuff that was where less was going on.
You also have to remember sometimes Mulder and Scully would be on their way to a team building exercise, stop in a rural town, and X-File just happens to be in the rural town. Because in my personal opinion, I think that Mulder has like a high functioning form of autism, and Scully feeds him science fiction stuff as a way of getting him through his stories. And later seasons of the X-Files are just Mulder having completely lost his mind and is a rambling idiot and can't accept the world around him.
So you have the same theory that I do, where none of the things are actually real. It is just all in Mulder's head, but he's just really good at solving cases.
So yeah.
Scully is his handler that is like, no, there. Are you sure there weren't aliens there? And then Mulder's like, maybe there was.
Mulder is Rain Man. He just needs to be guided along because there
have
are times
where
he's...
the previews for The Good Doctor?
No. But,
I want to talk about that briefly.
But,
do you want to know what it's about?
It's a doctor with autism.
Yeah, it's a... Why?
Sonic, chew eat your heart out. Let's go with predictions, all right? Who wants to go first?
Sure, I'll go. Scully is hospitalized. No, for the fucking first time ever in the series, a season has ended with Scully not in the hospital.
No mention of Scully having cancer either, which is astounding, because they milk the shit out of that.
So,
0 points.
0 points. We did see flashbacks of her in the hospital.
I don't count it.
Those don't count.
I don't like it.
I didn't want to count them either. I was just saying that if anyone is going to argue, that didn't... Those are flashbacks.
No, sir.
William kills a cigarette smoking man.
Vice versa, at 0 points. Literally the opposite of that happened.
But it was William setting up the cigarette smoking man to be killed, though.
3 points.
I was going to say 2, but sure, I'll take 3. Mulder gets in a car chase. He's in a car chase the whole show. It's just very
I'm
going to
give you 6 points out of 5 for that, because this whole thing was a chase.
Yeah, it wasn't an exciting chase. It was just Mulder chasing cars. He is like a dog.
Prediction number 1, Mulder has to choose the truth or his baby. Uh-uh.
No, in fact.
He does not choose
the truth. He chooses neither, and both the baby and the truth are killed.
And wash up into a shore, and Mulder throws the gun into the ocean, because I guess he's just going to get away with that murder.
I was wondering, is this supposed to be like a throwback to Dirty Harry when he's like, I finally crossed the line, and then throws his gun away, except then the rest of the movies don't matter.
But how is Mulder going to get away with whatever.
He's an FBI agent.
Prediction number 2. CMB
getting away with Mulder
fucking dies again. And guess what? Cigarette smoking man. Why are you, cuz he's named C something Spender, NBC Spender. He fucking dies again.
He did.
He fucking points. Died again. 5 points.
How many did you get for your first one?
0. Yeah. So 5, and then a character you thought was dead is alive.
Yep, that's a full 40 points.
That is 10 points total, and you have 9?
Yeah, that...
Even after you've given a ludicrous bonus point?
I think you probably got closer to 40.
Hooray! What's your wild card?
The cigarette-smoking man ascends to godhood.
I mean, he's overdue for godhood after he keeps dying and not... Immortality really is good for the Bush family. Wild card. Chris Carter apologizes in the post-credits. Nope, the post-credits were a trailer for
911,
which is not an apology. That is only what my brain was doing.
I don't think Chris Carter can apologize. How many times did they say fake news in this episode?
They said just fake 2? News a lot.
Was it just 2?
I think it was 3 times.
Right. They said they had, fake news a lot.
They had Alvin Kirsch come back, which is... I don't know how they found him, but Alvin Kirsch was like teaching geology in like Cambridge
Probably the same way they found William.
Minnesota.
They just were driving around Maryland and happened to run into him.
No, but Alvin Kirsch is from the fourth season. No one... Why they brought him back? To say lines he said before.
They were probably just driving around Maryland and
Walter ran Skinner, into him. I need you to find me Mulder and Scully so I can fire them. But they're good agents. They just don't know. They just can't prove or seem to spend her. I don't care. It's fake news. I want their badges. I was dumbfounded. So, I thought he had died, too. Maybe he died and came back from the grave.
In real life, we've had, in the time that the X-Files has existed, 4 or 5 different directors of the FBI. In the time that the X-Files, in their timeline, there's been one director and one deputy director.
I thought he was AD. It was AD Skinner. Is he DD Skinner or AD Skinner?
I thought he was is he assistant deputy?
I think he's assistant director Skinner, and deputy director is Alvin Kirsch.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Still.
These guys have not moved up at all. It's a stable position, but it is still a position that changes, like, every 5 years.
But can you even state what the purpose of the X-Files is?
To investigate the things that the other agents can't investigate. I believe in, like, the first episode, Mulder does exactly state what the X-Files is to Scully. So
fix it? Well, no, I meant in the sense I know what the X-Files is. It's just, like, I don't feel like the they TV have jobs. Series? Where do they live?
I don't know. They kept showing that one cabin.
In the woods?
Yeah, which is, like...
And it's just littered with I Want to Believe posters?
Why doesn't he
remember
live?
The ending of, like, the season 5 finale when they burn down the office and it's just Mulder and Scully, like, kind of touching each other in fear?
But they always come back.
Huh?
The office always came back.
You know what? Well, because it can't die either. It can't die. Nothing can die. Death is... Monica Reyes popped in the fucking head. Would you fix this or would you franchise it? It's a difficult question because franchising it would mean there'd be more X-Files, and fixing it is
impossible.
A tall order. Because you'd have to scrape it down to... man, I don't know what I would keep. I guess the shark stuff was cool. Yeah, I like the exploding people.
This is one of those issues where I'm always like, you have to choose one or the other. You can't say no more. So
you know what?
I'm going to franchise it.
I have a perfect answer. I would have... if I was given this episode and this episode alone and was like... You are writing and directing this episode of The X-Files. It's yours. You can do whatever you want. I would have done a twist pull away, which was like a David Lindelof later season of Lost style, pull the camera back, reveal the entire series has been a snow globe inside of Mulder's head.
One of the ways I was going, but
just,
I...
You abandon all of this shit, and you reveal that, like, what of the series was real, and what was stuff Mulder was coping with.
So I was thinking about that same kind of thing, where it's, like, Mulder's in an asylum or something, the whole thing's been happening in his head, but I also didn't want to take away the original season and make them mean less, because they were only taking place in someone's head. But I guess if you're saying there's a reveal that is, like, some of it was real, some of it wasn't, maybe even have, like, do what they did in the first episode, except have that happen to Mulder and have it be the last 6 seasons, where the last 6 seasons were all in Mulder's head and it was a prediction of the future.
No, because the predictions of the future don't make sense. So, like...
Yeah, that's why it's all in his head. They're not real predictions of the future. He got put in a coma during the fire at the end of season 5, and then he finally wakes up 20 years later.
Yeah, okay, I guess I'll take it. there's not a lot you can do here. That was garbage. That was, like, the biggest piece of garbage on top of the garbage.
You can't fix it.
It's unfixable.
So... You would have to franchise it, which it looks like this was the end of the William storyline.
They are going to bring it back, aren't they?
I do think this was the end of the William storyline, though.
Gillian Anderson has, like, an adorable child, and it's going to need to go to an expensive college. And Gillian Anderson's going to be like, well...
Gillian Anderson's kids already gone through college. She had kids in the first season of The X-Files.
So does that mean that Gillian and her son... are going to be just fine.
But they've already been through college. It's been, like, 25 years.
So then I guess that Gillian Anderson can finally be done and she can stop this affront to mankind.
I would franchise it and make sure they never brought back the cigarette-smoking man or William, and they don't bring back Mulder, and they don't bring back Scully.
I still had the billion-dollar idea here.
And it's just about Mitch Pileggi.
No, I still think I had the billion-dollar idea, which was if you gave the X-Files to me, I would have made it True Detective, except with mild sci-fi elements and just Mulder and Scully solving
one little case.
Just, and it's not fucking cigarette-smoking man. It's just a small town, little bit of bullshit.
With some cosmic horror thrown in.
Sure, I love cosmic horror.
That's what the first season of...
Yeah, I know. We've been over this before. Tagline, you're it. What words would you put on... you just had a VHS and it was just this episode, what words would you tag onto it to let people know?
William's not a real person, Mulder.
I would think I would do warning, do not watch. Which we've done a lot of jokes like that.
And then
before.
It becomes the Grudge tape.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what it would say. It would say Chris Carter's identity.
By the way, that's how they got around retroactively raping Scully, is by making William not matter to her.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, and I just want to say this to everyone listening, if you are a child of rape, you don't matter to your mother.
Yeah, no, she despises you. No, she doesn't, because that says that she cares, at least a little bit.
Scully was able to watch her son get shot in the head, who she was psychically linked with, and could just say, it was a product of rape.
No, it wasn't even rape, it was an experiment. She didn't say the R word, because it should have been the R word, but they couldn't deal with that.
It wasn't
Chris Carter.
They couldn't
can't
leave
deal
well
with
enough
that.
Alone and just have Scully have gotten raped. No, I take it one step further, and Scully doesn't even give a shit about her rape baby.
And also, maybe she doesn't give a shit because she's already got a new baby coming along the way.
The real baby.
Which also doesn't make any sense because she's supposed to be barren.
Yeah, that was in previous episodes. She was barren.
That was the whole point of her being able to have William in the first place, was that it was a miracle baby. And now she's having a legit miracle baby with Mulder. What?
Chris Carter doesn't care.
When did they have time to fuck?
They fuck a lot. They're married now, I think. Are they married?
No.
Are they married?
No.
Are they married? Holden Scully?
William's a bastard.
Well, yeah, because he's also a product of incest, technically. Scully is 49 years old.
Yeah, and that's a very late to have a child.
Yeah, your child's going off to college at the age of 68.
Well, you also have children born that late have a much higher likelihood of birth defects.
Annabeth Gish is 47 years old.
Who's that?
Annabeth Gish is Agent Monica Reyes, the most useless character in the X-Files canon.
How old is William?
It says here that I don't care.
Oh, okay. So, would you recommend this or something else? You can recommend anything. I'm taking recommendations to mean anything for the last 10 episodes.
You know what? I'm coming to a point now where, especially with the Ark of the Covenant and Ready Player One opening, I think it's finally time to retire from film and television and just read books.
Well, we have to do Ready Player One.
I don't want to.
I didn't want to do the X-Files, but we did two episodes on that.
I think that Ready Player One is the Ark of the Covenant that spells the end time of...
So you don't
the era, the current era of filmmaking where A Wrinkle in Time looks like a haggard piece of shit, is reviewed as a haggard piece of shit, but it's a political movement to see it, and saying negative things about it makes you a bad person.
But you don't want to yell as soon as the lights come down, "Don't look, Marion! Don't look!" to the whole theater.
And everyone's faces just start fucking melting.
And you just close your eyes for the entire movie.
No, I'm done. Like, I think I want to retire from being a viewer of pop culture. I think it's over for me. I'm watching Scully reveal that she's pregnant at the ripe age of 50 to Mulder, and Mulder just like, The baby you were sucking.
At least I'm a father, which is all I ever wanted.
You're just putting way too much emotion into that.
I never cared about anything but being a father. Not the truth. Not anything. Barely cared about William.
What about Samantha? You know what would have been nice? You know, if I can go back and fix it, you know what would have been nice if I could fix
have
one
Samantha
moment?
Samantha come back?
Just one moment where instead of the scene where he finds William at the motel, he goes to the motel, sees the lady, and the lady's like, oh, he's at the bar. He's like, how is he at the bar? He's under 21. Like, he has his ways. And then there's a quick shot to Mulder going to a roadside bar, and he sits down next to William, and Mulder says, you know, you really shouldn't be drinking under the age of 21. And he's like, who are you to talk to me? And he's like, I'm your dad. And there's this like tiny emotional moment. It's like, you're not my dad. And he says, you know, you look just like my sister, Samantha. I lost her too. And I spent a lot of years looking for her. I never found her.
And I just completely gave up.
And now in you, I feel like I finally have that right. I've made it right to where I can see Samantha again. And in you, like, I see her. And like,
it's almost like my arc was complete.
And like, yeah, that would have been like shitty, and yeah, that was so cliche. I was able to just roll it off my
but
tongue.
But it still would have been a
complete. That would have been something. Can you imagine that scene in your head?
And it also would have completed
substance.
Boulder's entire arc for the entire series.
It would have bullshit it, but yeah. it would have been something. You could have, and just the most basic writing.
But
sense.
They can't do that because they have to make a new season. They can't conclude.
But Mulder would have given closure.
They can't give closure because Mulder's story has to continue.
What's Skinner's name?
BF.
Is that a joke? Okay.
Yeah, the behavioral analysis.
I want to keep saying, I keep wanting to say Walter, but then I get Seymour. There's Seymour and Walter. Okay,
I think
it is Walter.
It is Walter, yeah. Seymour Skinner's from
Simpsons.
Simpsons.
I've got Simpsons in the brain.
Skinner ruins every show.
Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering.
I recommend Westworld Season 2, which should be starting soon.
Is it on yet?
No, I believe it starts in April, so.
It has lots of nudity, I bet.
And lots of donger. I recommend reading a book.
I've been using that joke pretty heavily.
I've been doing a lot of reading recently.
Try writing a book. It's more difficult than you think. You might even say it's a shit show. Because I can sit here and complain about Chris Carter all day, but at the end, I gotta say to both Chris Carter and Monster Maxon, they're making shit, and I'm on the sidelines complaining. So I guess really my advice is make things. That's the best you can do.
You can't discredit the work of reviewers just because they don't make it.
I'm not saying that critiquing isn't an art form. I'm just saying that it should be celebrated that art is being made. No, I'm not saying that. Fuck Chris Carter.
No he art was being bad. Made.
Chris Carter is a bad man. And the scene that I just pitched of the bar was probably more entertaining than anything you watched. Am I wrong? That piece of fan fiction was something.
That was a scene, which there weren't scenes in this show.
It never took the time to pace itself. It just wanted to shoot people in the head. And
yeah, it never slowed down to let you develop your feelings for what was going on.
And with that...
Let you settle. What did we learn today? Our last call for notes.
I learned Scully was pregnant and I didn't take any notes.
There wasn't anything to take notes about.
I learned that the bar is exceptionally low if you want to write television. You just have to have the license to a known character. And there were people on the spoiler-free review I read of this, it got 7 stars out of 10. So do with that what you will. If you can scrounge together the money and you can get a franchise that people are familiar with, you can genuinely just take a dump on screen and people will say, 7 out of 10, I like the X-Files.
I think any time that you are watching a television show or a movie and you are actively thinking, my God, how much time is left in this? Whether that's like, you know, you don't know how much time has passed because it just feels insane and nothing has happened, or whether you just don't want to watch the rest of it because you're like, I can't believe there could be anything more. It's not a good thing, which I kept thinking throughout this entire episode.
It felt long.
Yeah, I was like, this is a 44-minute show where I don't think 5 minutes has passed, but it's felt like 20 minutes, and then it was actually 30 minutes.
I would like to close this chapter of my life, and I would like to honorably... There's that thing going on right now because Metal Gear Survive is so terrible, and they kill off Big Boss in it, and they have this, like, funeral, don't they? And there's a big scene where they have the funeral of Big Boss.
No, it takes place in a different dimension.
But Big Boss dies in the different dimension. Mm-hmm. And there's a funeral of him.
Big Boss dies.
What's all the shots of that casket scene I keep seeing?
Big Boss dies in 4.
Yeah, well, The X-Files has some stuff in common with Metal Gear Solid. If we're going to start talking about people who can't die.
Boss dies in 3. Big Boss dies in 4. Number 5, you don't actually play as Big Boss. You play as Venom Snake, which is... A doctor who has been
surgically altered.
Yeah, and has been forced.
Anyways, new memories into his head. My whole point is that this is a funeral. I'm sitting at the sidelines with a salute and a proud tear, and I'm remembering the X-Files and its glory days.
And then 3 is actually theorized to be the simulation that that Venom Snake is going through in 5, because there's hints that it is all virtual reality. And that is why that's how he's being trained and brainwashed, so that he wakes up and then is more like Big Boss when he wakes up, because he's lived through the memories of Big Boss. It's a weird series.
But it has heart.
And 2 is also a virtual reality game.
It's actually interesting you brought up Metal Gear Solid.
You brought up Metal Gear Solid.
It's very interesting that you explained Metal Gear Solid to me after I brought it up.
I think 1 is the only one that takes place in the real world. 1 and 4.
But you have this extremely convoluted plot, but it's still fun because there's heart being put into the characters. And The X-Files is Metal Gear Solid without any love being put in the characters. And that is saying something.
It's because also Metal Gear Solid did conclude. It concluded in 4. It just continued.
With prequel shit. I'd like to stop now.
All right. Well, as always...
Are you ready?
Rate and review
Player
us.
Player 1.
5 stars. If you would like.
All right, I'm leaving.
5 out of 100.
I'm going home.
All right. See y'all next week. I don't know if Tommy will, but...
Today's episode was edited by Christopher Morgan.
And produced by Tommy Davis.
We are not sponsored by any products mentioned in this episode. Any sponsorship plug was made entirely in a satirical manner.
We make a lot of jokes, but we as a podcast do not support racism, sexism, or prejudice in any form.
And any calls to violence or in support of violence were made entirely for comedic purposes.
If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at bmoviedeathmatch@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at BMovieDM, right?
Yes, that is B, the letter B,
there
movie, and then the letters DM.
We'll see you next week.